Brilliant. I'm going to read a story from Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. I'm actually reading it in a slightly different version to the Bibles that we have at the back of the church, but still feel free to go and get one if you like. If you are using an app that gives you different Bible versions, I'm reading it from the New Century Version. So Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus was going through the city of Jericho. A man was there named Zacchaeus, who was a very important tax collector, and he was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but he was not able because he was too short to see above the crowd. He ran ahead to a place where Jesus would come and climbed a sycamore tree so he could see him. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. I must stay at your house today." Zacchaeus came down quickly and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to complain. "Jesus is staying with a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "I will give half my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anyone, I will pay back four times more." Jesus said to him, "Salvation has come to this house today, because this man also belongs to the family of Abraham. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them."
Thank you very much. Now, for some of us, we like to listen to a Bible story being read like that. For some of us, it's far more helpful to see a Bible story in a more visual way. And I think our children in Extreme are very, very used to seeing Bible stories via the means of something called Heyo videos. And we're going to watch the same story just now in a Heyo video.
Stories of the Bible. Zacchaeus. This is Zacchaeus.
Hey there.
Who was a tax collector and very rich. Tax collectors were hated because many people thought they were liars and cheaters.
Ooh.
Zacchaeus lived in Jericho, and one day, Jesus was passing through Jericho.
What's going on?
Jesus is here! Woohoo!
Zacchaeus wanted to see who Jesus was.
Excuse me.
Hey, watch where you're going.
But he was too short to see above the crowd.
Oh, that's it!
So he ran ahead to a place where he knew Jesus would come. He climbed to a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus. When Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus in the tree.
Oh, hey there, friend.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
He said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down. I must stay at your house today."
Oh, all right.
Zacchaeus came down quickly. He was pleased to have Jesus in his house. All the people saw this and began to complain. Look at the kind of man Jesus stays with. Zacchaeus is a sinner. But Zacchaeus said to Jesus, "I will give half my money to the poor. If I have cheated anyone, I will pay that person back four times more." Jesus said, "Salvation has come to this house today."
What?
"This man truly belongs to the family of Abraham. The Son of Man came to find lost people and save them."
And if you like Heyo, there are hundreds of them telling lots and lots of different stories from the Bible. Have you ever noticed that when people meet Jesus, they come away different? When people meet Jesus, they come away different. We get to see that at camps like Dynamic that we were looking at earlier every year. I get the privilege of talking to lots of young people. Some of them are from other churches, so I only see them once a year at Dynamic. And some of them had never really thought about following Jesus until they got to Dynamic. But then they did think about it, and they didn't just think about it, they did it. And then when you meet them again the next year, they say, this year has been different. I have been different. Life is different. My attitudes are different. My heart is different because I'm following Jesus. And Zacchaeus, that we were just hearing about, he wasn't a particularly popular man. It's not surprising. His job was to take people's money for tax. And that was never going to make him popular. But even more so in those days, tax collectors would take the money they were supposed to, and then they would demand a bit more and keep it for themselves. So nobody likes the tax collectors. He was very wealthy, it says in the Bible, probably because he was really good at his job and really good at taking more than he was supposed to take. And then Zacchaeus met Jesus, and he came away different. Instead of being greedy, he became generous. And do you remember he said, I'll give half of my possessions to the poor, and on top of that, if I've cheated anybody, I'll give them back four times as much. And then Jesus said, salvation has come to this house today. But hang on. We need to pause there because I think it's really, really important that we understand that the right way round. Because sometimes something happens because something else made it happen. Does that make sense? Something happens because something else made it happen. I'll try and explain that. On Thursday, I went home tired and sweaty after a game of badminton. Did I play badminton because I was tired and sweaty? You shouldn't need to think about that too hard. No, I was tired and sweaty because I had played badminton. That was what caused it the other way around. Afterwards, when I got home, I ate some chocolate and it tasted delicious. Does chocolate only taste delicious because I eat it? You're looking more confused than I thought you would look at this point. Does chocolate around the world, does it only taste delicious because I eat it? No. Do I eat it because it tastes delicious? So one thing causes the other thing to happen. So what happened with Zacchaeus? Did Jesus say he was saved because he was really generous and gave loads of stuff away? No, it was the other way around. Zacchaeus started following Jesus, and then he was so grateful because of what Jesus had done. He was so grateful because Jesus had been so good to him that he decided that he was going to be generous as a way of saying thank you. So Jesus didn't say salvation has come because he gave stuff away. He gave stuff away because salvation had already come, because he was already following Jesus and grateful. When people meet Jesus, they come away different. Have you noticed that? And one of the ways that people are often different is that they do want to say thank you, and they do want to be generous as a way of saying thank you, especially with people maybe that don't have as much as they do. And harvest time is a time when we try to be a bit more organized about that. And together, we get together and we try to be generous. And so, as we said earlier, we bring gifts of food to go into food banks to be given to people that haven't got enough food at the current time. We bring gifts of money to help people, like we saw in the video, who live in parts of the world where very few people have enough. And so there are people going in to help and to share with those people over there. But we don't bring those gifts to make God love us more. We don't bring those gifts so that God will be pleased with us. We know that he already loves us. He's already pleased with us. And so we bring those gifts out of gratitude as a way of saying thank you. And that's what we're going to do in a few minutes' time. But I want to before we do that, I want to think about, just for a few seconds, other ways that we can show God that we're grateful. Because giving gifts is one way, but it's not the only way. And I want you just to take a minute, either thinking by yourself, if you're the kind of person that likes to think by yourself, or talking to the people around you, if you're the kind of person that finds it easier to talk to people around you, apart from giving gifts, what other ways are there of saying thank you to God and showing him that you're grateful? You've got just 2 minutes to talk together.